Thanks for joining me on another special iHeartRadio segment and talking tech and gadgets heading into the holidays. And as usual, for the third week in a row, joined by Axel Martinez, product reviewer. And we're just going to kind of talk about maybe we're going to list give one of our favorite things here to take a look at as we approach the holidays, a great gift item and something maybe you haven't thought of. So Axel, you want to take it away with what you came up with?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on again, Rick. It's always a pleasure. And a little bit about myself. I definitely think a little more on the practical end than the spectacular end when it comes to products here and there for self-use. The one I've brought to the table today is the Kensington Freshview Air Purifier. So I know what you must be thinking. Why would Axel need an air purifier?
Yeah, your air is not pure, I guess, huh?
I mean, it can always be a bit better. So, for example, I know I personally have a dog who sheds a lot. Like a little too much for my own good. He's a Rottweiler Cocker Spaniel mix. And then on top of that, just given the season, started working with the chimney a little bit more. And when I start those fires, it takes a little bit. And the room fills with smoke, but not like a worrisome amount. But let me get back to the air purifier. it is meant to improve the indoor air quality. So, I mean, it could be for a multiple. You could use it for multiple reasons, to be honest. Different seasons, environments, or personal preferences. I mean, you could set next to your computer. I know sometimes dust and particles will articulate near your computer, the CPU tower, closer to the monitor. I'm not a smoker, but I know a few people live in a household where they themselves are a smoker and or roommate, significant other, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend. They could be a smoker, and this again does help provide a bit more of a quality air. So what this air purification system does, it's a 3-in-1 air purification system. So this has a filter in it, and it removes 95% of common pollutants, including PM2.5, dust, particles, and VOC odors and gases. So when you are thinking about more pure air quality, it's not only like the quality, but it's the scent that surrounds it too. I mean, if you find yourself to be an active cooker now due to staying at home, I know I live in a house that does not have a fume hood, and I don't burn things, but you know, things get a little smoky sometimes if you're making the bacon a little too crispy or the sausage a little too crispy as well. So this is honestly great just because it is portable as well. It's a standalone air purifier. It's got a USB port, so you can honestly connect it to your laptop, power bank, mobile power, and take it on the go.
I like its size and I like the price point as well.
Yeah, no, the price point for this, it is available on Amazon. So if you do have Amazon Prime, you are eligible for that free shipping and free return. It is $58.99 through Amazon. So it's very compact. I mean, you're talking about a height of 3.6 inches, a width of 7.6 inches. And overall, it weighs a little over 2 pounds. To be specific, it's 2.2 pounds. But yeah, the filters, they will last up to 2,000 hours. And you can order replacement kits alongside it too. And if you really want to take that extra step, there's also patent-pending modular design just to kind of elevate it, or if you want to focus a little more on accommodating your desk space, you can try and use it as well.
Yeah, great product. I love the company Kensington. I've reviewed their product and visited with them for years at CES. So, you know, it's quality and, again, a great price. And it looks nice, too. So we'll put all the links in the show notes, and I have something a little different. I know you've been following and you've been a user of the scooters, the mobile scooters that are around town in big cities in this country, and people have been asking me how do they maybe acquire a scooter of similar use for themselves. And Razor, a company that is known for its scooters, maybe it's push scooters, and now they have a great electric one. I've been trying the E300, adult riders up to 220 pounds or 100 kilo, powered by a nice high torque chain driven motor, top speed of 15 miles an hour, rechargeable batteries. It gets 40 minutes. I found closer to 45, 50 minutes of use. Sturdy all steel frame, supersized tires, retractable kickstand that actually works, and hand operated rear brake for safety. So the throttle's on the twist grip, and just a really fun experience. So of course, wear a helmet, I recommend. Be careful with kids. This is an adult kind of a scooter for a mature person, and it looks really cool too. It's got little shocks in it that soften out the roughness or bumps in the road. And $279 for this Razor scooter, razor.com. And it's available at retailers online. Maybe you wouldn't have thought. Kohl's.com, Target, etc. So this is going to be popular. I've seen it sold out on some sites. So when you see it, if you're interested, grab the E300 Razor electric scooter. It's a blast. Actually, you'll have to come over and give it a try.
Yeah, no, you know, I definitely have that need for speed, but I definitely have to vocalize and reiterate what Rick had said on wearing that helmet. You know, always better to be safe than sorry. And I have ridden quite a few birds in the past. The electric scooters available in Atlanta, and when they were first available, I was personally looking at some of those scooters, and they start at about $350 to $500, depending on the model.
Yeah, you play your cards right. Might be able to get this for a little cheaper if you can find one. But it serves a purpose. And you said it's helmet. I said helmet. But even if you have someone younger on there, or you want to be extra careful, elbow pads and knee pads as well. So until you get used to it, because one speed, it takes off and you're moving pretty good. So make sure you're familiar with how you use the brake with the nice steel fork on this scooter. So razor.com, of course, we'll put all the links in the show notes. And Axel, thanks for joining me the week after Thanksgiving, and we'll do a couple more of these if you're good for them. People seem to like them.
Of course, and thank you again for having me. You know, very glad that we're getting a little more busy as the end of year approaches, and there's a lot of stuff out there to still check out, and there's still a lot of stuff to talk about too.
Yeah, we're in December, so truly heading toward the holiday season, and continued be safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. I hope you all have a good one now.